Good afternoon, everyone. If you're able to come on, you guys can hear me loud and clear. I'm going to get a little louder in a few moments. But yeah, I know I'm on this new technology together. But come on in, come on in. How is everybody doing? I hope you guys are hearing me loud and clear. And if you are, just let me know. We're just having some people in as at this moment. I know many of you are busy. You may not can get in, but that is all right. You can catch us on replay, but make your way in. And as always, we have slow connection on this end. I don't know. I think it's because of the rain that's going on, but I just wanted to invite some people in that are able to come in. Come on in. And I hope you guys are having a blessed and wonderful day. And we're going to get started. All right. Today is Wednesday. And I hope you guys can see me. Let me adjust this camera a little bit. And so forth. I'm working on two devices here. I'm getting this thing, y'all. I'm getting this thing. So I hope you guys can hear me loud and clear as you come on. Welcome. This is our Wednesday. Our Wednesday, She Shores. And this is our Women Reaching Women in Crisis group. We do have a Facebook group, but as we begin to build, because the Facebook group, the membership, only those who have gone through some trauma and want to talk and want to discuss and chat and chew, or even if there's people that come on and watch us, there are counselors in those areas. And we're going to be talking about post-abortion, sexual trauma, sorry. Okay, now you can hear me. I'm sorry. I did unmute my mic. I am so sorry. But welcome to He Calls Me Beautiful One, Women Reaching Women and Girls in Crisis. And this group, we meet on Wednesdays. I'm still tossing up the time frame and whatever's a better time for you guys to come on and join. But this, you probably can catch it in replay. And if you do, just let us know and post it that you're catching us in replay, all right? But I thank you all for joining Women and Girls Through Crisis. We're talking about, we're going to be talking about post-abortion traumas. We're going to be talking about domestic violence, rape, depression, sexual infertility. We're going to be talking about all of those kind of things that are coming up and so forth. So if you are someone that works in those areas, feel free to come on. Feel free to share information. As I said earlier, for those who may not have heard me, we're going to have a Facebook page, which is going to be a private group page for those who want to come on and share their event and pray. So that is what this group is all about. So if you're able to make it and come on, please do. Okay. And, you know, this is something God dropped in my spirit to start to do, because there are a lot of women out there and there are a lot of girls that are out there that are going through different types of traumas in their lives. And sometimes you need someone to talk to. A lot, especially for our young girls, date rape is, I mean, it is very out there. I mean, it is serious when it comes to date rape, sexing, and all those different things. There's a lot of stuff out there. We're going to be talking about human trafficking also. Don't let me forget that. But if this is an area that you are dealing with, please join us. You know, you can hit me up on the Facebook page when you watch. If you want to be a part of the group, you can comment interested. And I will hit you back and give you, you know, the link or where to go for the Facebook page. I hope I'm not glittering, glowing. To the Facebook page so that you are able to join us in this, because it's very important. And this, and in that, this is the month of Women's Month. This is International Women's Month. There's International Women's Day, I believe, is March the 8th. So this is International Women's Month. And so I thought I was going to begin to talk to the women and girls that are out there that could be at home, or you may be at work or wherever you are, to let's discuss and talk. And it's about just having a listening ear. Okay. So as we're going to get started today, and I just want to give you guys that welcome in, welcome, welcome as your beautiful one. Comes from the book of Solomon, and that's Solomon, the second chapter, verse 10. And reading that, and when I read that, and then God put that in my spirit, because he calls us beautiful one. You may look in the mirror and you may feel that you are not beautiful, but you are beautiful. You know, you may look in the mirror and you have a cut on a face or from an abuse and a mark or a scar. And that scar reminds you of the trauma that you went through. I'm here to tell you, but you still are beautiful. No matter the scars, no matter the hurt and the pain, to God, you are beautiful. And that's where the title came from, because he calls us beautiful. Beautiful they are, and tell them no matter what their shape, size, skin color, hair texture, no matter what it is, they are beautiful. And that's the God that we serve. He made us all unique in our own ways, but we are beautiful in every aspect of that to him. So today, that's the purpose of the group. And I just wanted to give the little introduction of the group, so those of you know what we're talking about and why we're here. And men are welcome to come in. If you have a daughter, know a sister, somebody, share with them. Let them know the group is here. And as I said, we have a Facebook group, but it's a private Facebook group, because I am a big believer in people's privacy. So the group is private. You have to answer some questions before you get in this group. You're not just anybody's in this group, because what we talk about stays in the group. Okay. It's nobody's, what you share stays in the group. Your story stays in the group. And we're here to uplift each other, not tear each other down. And we're not just about helping you as a victim. We're helping you to survive and blossom as a woman and a child of God. And that is what the purpose is. This is a topic that's very close to me, and I'm going to open up our first session. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to share my story. And what we're going to be talking about today is post-abortion and the whole thing. Post-abortion drama. I'm going to type it in if possible so you would know what we're talking about, if my computer let me, but if not, we'll put it in here. So I got to get a new computer. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Oh, shoot. I'm typing on the computer. All right. Okay. So y'all bear with me. Our topic today is going to be, post-abortion. Okay. When you're doing this stuff on your own, guys, it is something. All right. But I wanted to come on today to open it up. I know many of you are probably at work and you probably won't see this until later. And it's okay. I have to do what the Lord says do. Let me take off that left. Okay, we're talking about by today. Let me type that in the other little doodly dad here today. I'm going to open up and share some things that I don't really share a lot, but I feel I need to share my story to help you with your story and to help you open up, because there was a time where I didn't have anybody to share my story with. And I would say about 2 years ago, I was able to really let go, because a lot of times, guys, we think we have dealt with an issue, a crisis, a trauma, and we really have not, because we feel when we think we are dealing with it. In reality, you're not. All we're doing is submerging it down. And when it gets so far down, God says it's time to open up. When deliverance happened, and this is how God works, you know, we can cover things up. We can put things on top of things. We can shout over. Let's be real. We can shout over. We can speak in tongues over. We can pray over. We can work in ministry over. We can live life over, because we smushed it down so far that we think we forgot about it, but God hasn't. And when there's a time in your life where God needs to use you and it's time for you to walk in that which God has called you to walk in, it comes back up. Because if you're not delivered from it, you can hurt someone else. And that could be what God is calling you to do. But God says, first, you got to be delivered so you can help someone else. So I'm saying that to say this is something that I had to deal with and I had to get delivered from. Because, you know, but when God gives us things to share, it starts home first. He deals with us first. And this is something I had to deal with you guys. So I want to talk about the post-abortion. For me, it happened. I was a teenager. I couldn't even tell you. I can't even remember so long what age I was. Okay. I've had two abortions in my life. And as a teenager, you're doing your thing fast, whatever y'all want to call it. You know, we experiment. We're exploring with life. We're doing what we do as teenagers, because that's what we do as teenagers. And you find yourself in a situation. And I was already in a home where my sister had already had a child, and my mom was a single parent. She was raising us two girls, and I didn't want to bring that into the house, and I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for it. I was young. I was having fun. I was having being a teen, doing those things. I wasn't ready to raise a child. I had no idea of what to do. And I know she would have helped. And she would have did. But then I looked at her to say, she's already raising two girls. She's already struggling as it is. And it's not easy. And I'm seeing her deal with the things that she had to deal with. So I didn't want to bring that burden to me. Then I felt it was a burden on her. So it wasn't embarrassing that it happened. That time, I really wasn't into church. I wasn't really into Christ. To be honest, I didn't give my, you know, we grew up in church. We were made to go to church, like many of us are made to go to church. But I wasn't into church and into God, like, you know, and the relationship that I have with God now was not the same then. So I didn't really have a relationship with God. Let's put it like that. I didn't understand the concepts and consequences and repercussions of what I was about to do. This is not about, let me stop real quick, because I want to get this out, straighten this up, because we can get into that. This is not a topic to talk about pro-life or pro-choice. We're not here to talk about any of that. Your decision between you and God. Okay. That's your decision. I mean, let's put that out there first. This whole group is like that. So I'm not here to talk about pro-choice. I'm not here to talk about pro-life. If you're coming on here, want to voice your opinion, you're on the wrong page. We're talking about healing people through trauma. Okay. So as I was saying, as being young and getting and having an abortion, not knowing, and I didn't want to bring this burden to my home. I didn't want to have this issue for my mom that had to take care of me, my sister, and our and kids. You know, so I didn't know the concept. So I was scared to tell her about it and what was going on. But so I didn't. And I did my research and I found a place to go. Planned Parenthood, nothing against Planned Parenthood. I love Planned Parenthood at that time. And so I ended up going by myself to get an abortion. That was the first time. The second time I've told my mom and she went with me. But the first time I went by myself. And I'm telling you guys, it was fearful, frightening, scared. You're young, you don't know what you're getting into and anything like that. But I didn't want to bring a burden. And this is what I'm talking. I'm going to talk about trauma, because a lot of times people, you don't understand. You have your opinions and you voice your stuff against people that are doing these things, but you don't know what's in their head. You don't know the hurt and the pain that they're going through. You don't know how they feel when they make these decisions to do. We're not the judge, jury, or execution. That's God's job. That's not our job. That's God's job. So going alone, had to catch the subway to go, and I can see it now, going by myself and going through the process of it was not great. I didn't feel great, but I knew I had to do this because I didn't want to do and bring a burden to the house. And so as a young person, it's terrifying. And if you go on by yourself, it's extra terrifying because especially you hadn't told anyone, and this to be able to come and talk to you, for them to be able to come and say, hey, look, I made a mistake. I messed up. I did something I know I shouldn't have did, and I'm scared. I need help. You shouldn't have to go and get an abortion alone. You shouldn't have to go and make those decisions alone. But a lot of times we don't leave the door open for young girls to come and say, hey, I messed up. I need to talk. I need your help. So what they do is they sneak off and do it themselves. They go with a friend. I had a friend did the same thing. And the difference between me and her was she went to some bogus doctor and they did something wrong. And she calls me and she's like, I'm in pain. I'm hurting. I don't know what they did. It did. And she was scared and terrified. Come to find out, they didn't remove everything, I believe, out of her. Then she had to tell her mom what happened. So they had to go to the hospital and get it taken care of. And because of the fear of telling her mom, she went somewhere that she shouldn't have went. And it practically could have damaged her for life. I believe it was told she probably couldn't have a child because of whatever they did, but she did have a child. And but as young people, we didn't know. We didn't know. It wasn't that we didn't care. We didn't have the right information. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know the consequences down the road, because at the time, you don't feel any consequences. At the time, you feel vulnerable. At the time, you find something to be doing something. But I'm here to tell you, down the road, and as you give your life to Christ, things begin to change. I don't know why my screen is turning colors on you guys. And I'm sorry, guys. Things begin to change. And when you come to Christ, we do better. When we know better, we do better. And when you begin to learn and study the word of God, you begin to understand what you did is between you and God. And the hurt and guilt and pain comes. So as a teenager and you're going through life and nobody knows what you did and nobody knows that you did it. But there was a time coming home. I had to come home by myself, and I'm on the subway, and I'm in pain. I'm hurting a little bit, not knowing what's going on and stuff. And I did not, let me put this out here, I did not tell the dad what happened. I didn't give him a choice to say anything. I didn't tell him until after, years after. What I've done, because at that time he was in jail at that time, and I didn't want to tell his parents and put the burden on them neither. They already had to deal with the consequences of his lifestyle and what he did. Times that we think more about everybody else a lot of times than you think about yourself. And when you're in these situations, and I'm just sharing my story, when you're in these situations, you think more about you, everybody else, and what everybody else is going to think, and what how everybody else is going to feel, and if you're going to mess up the family, and you're going to mess up his family, you don't really think about your feelings and how you're going to feel after you do this, and the guilt and the pain and the hurt that comes along with it. You don't think about that. All you about is what how everybody else is going to feel. So I didn't tell him. He was locked up. I didn't tell his parents. It was years ago, years before I told him. We eventually connected a little bit. I mentioned to him and I told him a little bit, but I was so fearful. And this is where the deliverance started to come in. That was just a couple of years ago that I ran into him and we talked. And I finally was really honest enough to open and tell him how I felt and why I didn't tell him and everything. And I think he felt, he was kind of upset, but we're older now and we understand. But not being able, not telling him, didn't give him an opportunity to have an opinion or voice. And he felt kind of bad. But for me at the time, I held it back for so many years, and I'm in my 50s. When we ran into each other and we had that conversation at 50, and I shared with him what happened and at that time and why I didn't say anything and how I was feeling, it was a lift off of me. It was a lift because I didn't realize I was carrying that burden for that long. I thought I gave it over to God. I thought I surrendered, but I didn't. I was carrying that hurt and that pain, that guilt and that shame for that long, that just a couple of years ago, I was able to release it. And you may be saying, what? Wow, how in the world? Because we don't be submerged these things in. When you're going through post-abortion, and when after you, the trauma of after having the abortion and the hurt and pain and the guilt, people don't understand. You cry. There were days you cry. There were days you repented. There were days I repented. There were days I cried. When I gave my life to the Lord, I was a total mess. I'm just like, oh my God, I that messed up. I did. And you begin to repent. You begin to beg Jesus for forgiveness. You feel guilty. You praying to that child that you killed. You know, I'm sorry. And then you start to think about them. Don't think these women and young girls that it's not in their mind. It is in our minds. You think about the child that you aborted. You think about how and what got me, guys, really, really think about it and started to release some things. I saw a movie, I think it was called Shaq. I think it was called a Shaq. And it was about Christ and this guy and his kids, I think his daughter. But it was, I know I remember in the movie where the little girl said it came. They were kind of like, I don't know if it was like his heaven thing. The little girl came back and told the parents, I met my brother's, my sister, or someone. And the parents were looking like, huh? I believe she died and came back to life. So if you've just seen that movie, you probably know what I'm talking about. I think the little girl died. She was, she didn't, she came back. And so she was telling the parents that she saw her sibling in heaven. They were like, they were looking like, huh? Her mom had had abortion or the baby had died. And but the baby was there, and the angels in the movie, this is in the movie, the angels had took care of the baby, and the baby was older now, and the little girl saw it when she died on the operating table and came back or something like that. I think it's called The Shack. Get the movie. But to say I'm saying that to say this is that you think about it. When I saw that movie, I was like, okay, the baby's in heaven and the baby's got taken care of. And you know, you worry about that stuff. You worry about that stuff. When you're going through, when you've had the post-abortion, this is the post-abortion trauma that a lot of people don't understand. When you have an abortion, the after effects for women is so broader than what you guys understand. And we out here want to condemn people so bad. We want to make them feel so low. Well, you do that to yourself. You have more guilt. You fuss at yourself. you're hurting yourself. You know, you get depressed every now and then, things happen. And instead of you guys, instead of us tearing people down, we're here to lift them up. Sis, I know what you're going through. I know the thoughts that are going through your head. I know the guilt that you feel. I know the shame that you're going through. I know the nights, you know, how you sit, you think about, you see other babies. How will my baby look? Was my baby a boy or a girl? Because a lot of times you don't even know if it was a boy or a girl. You wonder, was that child a boy or a girl? And how would they look? And you beat yourself down because you feel as if you didn't, you messed up. Anger comes on. You get angry with yourself. People don't understand this. You're angry with yourself. You're mad at yourself because you made a decision. And this is what I'm saying. As you get older, you know, I was a teenager when I did this, but as I started to get older and when I gave my life over to the Lord, I started to see things differently. And you begin to get angry at yourself. You start to pursue the forgiveness. You really start to ask God for forgiveness, and God forgives you because that's the God He is. But you have to forgive yourself. And it took me until I ran into the dad when I got older to actually forgive myself, because I was so fussing and mad at myself because I didn't tell him. I didn't forgive myself. So I had to begin to forgive myself for what I'd done, and had to understand and realize God forgave me a long time ago, because I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be a child of God. He forgave me a long time ago. And that is what matters more than anything. It's not matter what people forgive you. It's not matter if it's pro-life, pro-choice, and what folks say and do. It's what God does. It's all about God's forgiveness. It's all about God's love. It's all about God keeping you. And when you understand the fact that, you know what, I made a mistake. Yeah, I did something. Yeah, that through the years, I didn't realize it, that the hurt and the pain, it was still there. But I do know that God loves me in spite of all that I've done. He still loves me. That is no more than any other sin that we commit and do. But when you go and ask God for forgiveness and you be sorrowful and you tell God and be honest with you, He forgives us. It's that we have to forgive ourselves and not listen to the opinions of others, not listen to social media, not listen to the TV, not listen to anything else or anybody else. Listen to the voice of God. Because when God says, I forgive you for what you've done, I still love you, then you got to learn to forgive yourself. And a lot of times, ladies, you got to talk it out. You got to get it out your system. You got to pray about it. Some of you have been carrying this stuff for years. Some of this stuff, you nobody knows that you did. Nobody knows that you even have an abortion. Some of you young girls, you don't even, your friend, mama, nobody knows that you have one. And you've been carrying this weight through your whole life. You've been carrying the guilt and the shame because you won't talk about it. This is what we're about. This is what the group is about. It's about to allow you to talk about it. It's allow you to get it out of your system. And it's allow you to ask the forgiveness of God. And it's allow you to receive your forgiveness, because we can ask for forgiveness, but we got to open up to receive His forgiveness. And a lot of times we don't, because the enemy will sit there and tell you, you're not worthy of the forgiveness, and God's not going to forgive you, and God doesn't love you, and God hates you, and God don't want you no more because you messed up and you killed somebody, you did it, all this stuff. That's the trick of the enemy. So you got to be willing to be open up, talk about it, open up, talk about it to God, cry. Y'all know me, I always talk about my Titanic moment cry. That's that ugly cry. That's that cry. You let everything out, and you let it out, and you give it over to God and accept His forgiveness and accept His love, and don't allow it to bound you up. I was bound for a long time. I didn't get free until several years ago. I didn't know it. I didn't know it until I saw the dad and we had a conversation that I was still holding it. And after I saw him, and I think a couple of days after that, I just went into a prayer and boo-hooed and cried and asked God for the forgiveness. And I finally released it. And God says, you finally released it. But we don't know. You don't know. And that could be the thing that's keeping you from getting to where God wants you to be. That could be the thing that's keeping you from your destiny. That could be the thing that's keeping you from moving on in life. You've got to receive the forgiveness of God, and you got to forgive yourself. Release the anger. Talk about the anger. Talk about the hurt. Talk about the guilt. Talk about the pain. Some people have memorial services. Some people do those things. If that's what's going to help you get delivered and free, do that. Because it's about your freedom. We serve a forgiving God. We serve a loving God. And he's not telling you to keep doing it, going back, keep messing up, and doing. That's a different story. But you've done it. You haven't done it anymore. You're seeking forgiveness. You smirched it down. So God is saying, this is the time for you to let go, release it, and allow him to move in your life. Okay? So I'm not going to hold you too much longer, but I wanted to share my story of healing, because that is my story of healing. It was a wow. I'm a child of God, a woman of God, been serving the Lord for a long time, but I didn't realize I had kept that so submerged down. Never talked about anybody. I would share my story because I have no problem with sharing my story as a young person and what I did. Because when we're young, we just doing stuff. We just feel invincible until we come into the knowledge of God, until we come to the knowledge of the word of God, that we begin to say, ooh, okay. And it brings, comes to you, remember, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me for what I've done. Forgive me for what I put myself through, what I put my parents through. You know, at that time, I was naive. I didn't understand. I didn't understand the guilt of conscience. And there it is. So, you know, those of you out there that think that people are doing this just to be doing it, no, no, no. There's some guilt, some shame. There's some hurt. There's some trauma. There's some stuff that comes behind this. People are not out there just doing stuff to say, I need to do it. Because we were created to be nurturers. We were created. We're incubators. We were created to create. And you're killing what you're supposed to be creating. Okay? Some women have to do it because of medical things. Some women have to do it because of other things. Rape, incest, and they have abortions. Okay, now on top of rape and all that stuff, that's a trauma all itself. And then they got to do the abortion part of the trauma. Come on. They're carrying a lot. They're not sharing it. They're hurting. They're in pain. At nighttime crying, you know, self-doubt. Their self-esteem is low. You know, the hatred of themselves, the anger of themselves, because they can't share it. And they're carrying this stuff. And then we're beating on people constantly. And we keep beating them. It says 40% of the women in the church may be harboring guilt and fear as a result of an abortion. 43% of women in the church. Come on now, y'all. There's a problem. You don't know what's going on. People don't tell you that, but 43, that's one of the statistics. It could be more by now. 43% of women in the church may be harboring guilt and shame because of an abortion. They're in the house of God and they can't even sit and talk to nobody and tell nobody about it because they're scared that they're going to be judged. They can't sit and share because they're scared they're going to be judged. It shouldn't be that way. They're in the house of God, the place where they should be able to release and ask God for forgiveness. It's in the house of God. So the word abortion, it stirs up so much controversy. It stirs up so much debate. It stirs up so much when you hear the word of abortion. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a thought. Except the victim, except the ones that have to go through the process. We have laws, we have past laws, all the stuff that's out here. But no one talks to the women that have to go through it. No one talks to the women that have gone through it. No one talks to the women and find out the reason why they have to do what they have to do. But we want to make laws. People that make some of these laws, haven't been through none of it, don't know how people feel, don't know the reason why. We're just trying to judge people. You're becoming the judge, jury, and executioner. That's not our job. That's God's job. But we want a lot of these women to talk and speak and share their stories of why they had to do what they had to do. There's always a why in there. And there's always a reason. And there's always a story behind it. But if no one is listening when these women are coming on, hey, Cynthia, hey, Rosa, Charles, hey, you guys, need to share about why I had to have an abortion, the trauma that I've gone through after I had the abortion, the trauma that I went through before I had the abortion, it's a lot. Some women lose it. Some women go through PTSD. Some women go through a lot of stuff. But we don't leave forums open that women can come and talk and not be judged. That decision, as I'm going to repeat it, is between you and God. We're not here talking about pro-life. We're not here talking about pro-choice. We're not talking about none of that. We're talking about the trauma that comes with the when you go through an abortion, the trauma that comes with it before you make the decision, the trauma that comes with when you make the decision afterwards, and how you feel and how you've been and how you feel and how the church treated you. And we're not here to bash in the churches, but we have to do better of helping women and allowing them a platform where they can share their story of what they've gone through and get help for them so they can make it through the other side. And not, as I said, we're not helping you just to be a victim. No, we're not helping you be victims. We're helping to be a survivor and what God has called you to do. So I wanted to share my story. Really, that's my story. It was when I was young. I was a teenager. I had two abortions. First one I went on my own. The second one I took my mom. The first one was really traumatic because I went on my own. My mom went me in the second one. I said, never again, I will have one. When I came into the knowledge of who Christ was, I made the decision. I had to really begin to release when I thought I had let go and let God. I didn't let go and let God, nothing. I just pushed it down and kept on living life. But God says there's someone out there that needs to hear the story that he loves you in spite of whatever decision that you make. He loves you. He's always going to love you. He forgives you for whatever decision that you make. There's never a wrong decision in God. But he wants you to love yourself. He wants you to forgive yourself and allow yourself to live and move on. Okay? Not to be ashamed, not to be guilty about what decisions you've made. And that's what God wants you to know. He knows all about your story. But do you know your story? Okay? He knows all about why you had to do what you had to do. People, it ain't none about nobody's business. That's just between you and God. All right. So those of you who are watching in replay, make sure you put your replay down there. Let us know. You hear it loud and clear. But Wednesday, we're going to try to come on every Wednesday. And we're going to be talking about different things and different topics and stuff. And this is He Calls Me Beautiful One, Women Reaching Women in Crisis. Women reaching women and girls in crisis. I'm sorry, because we have a lot of young girls that are out there that are dealing with a lot of trauma. This is a private Facebook group. So if you want to join the Facebook group, in the comments, put interested, and we'll send you over to the Facebook group so you can join. But it's a private group. What we talk about in the group stays in the group. No, I am not a therapist. I am none of that. I am a minister of God. If you need therapy help, we will try to find someone to help you. I'm not here to be no one's therapist. I'm just here to encourage you with the word of God and to remind you that God loves you in spite of whatever decision that you make. God loves you. And he's got your back. Okay. Don't sit there and be in pain and hurt and fearful and shame. Share your story. Talk to somebody. If you need to get professional help, get professional help to get through this. Okay? Because it's not easy. People think it is, but it's not. All right? All right. Until next time, I will see you guys again. I hope you guys enjoy this. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.